Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. It's June 23rd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Oh, the power of Swift. Or maybe the power of marketing. I'm not really sure right now. But whatever the case is, it seems that Apple did hear Taylor Swift yesterday. Now, just in case you didn't listen to yesterday's show, or you really have been living under a rock and haven't heard what's going on, Taylor Swift over the weekend put out a letter saying, hey, Apple, if you're not going to pay artists for 3 months, then you're not going to get my 1989 album, and all the crap went down. In a nutshell, she basically said, we don't ask for free iPhones, don't ask us for free music. Oh, Mr. Eddie Q heard this and says, Apple Music will pay artists for streaming even during the customer's free trial period. Eddie Q went on to say on Twitter, he said, we hear you at Taylor Swift 13 and indie artists love Apple. So there you go, Apple's 3 month free trial of their new Apple Music. Yes, artists are going to get paid now. Like I said, don't really know if this is Apple just being kind or this is one heck of a marketing stunt. In any case, the musicians win, so that's all that really matters. All right, now we're going to the London. Yes, to our duo listeners in Australia. Probably not too happy this Tuesday morning for some of you. That controversial bill that allowed websites to be censored. Yeah, that's been passed by both the houses of the Australian Parliament. Good morning, Tuesday. Called the Copyright Amendment Online Infringement Bill of 2015, it allows companies to go to a federal court judge to get overseas sites blocked if their primary purpose is facilitating copyright infringement. So basically, what does this mean for you? Well, for the novice user out there, they're going to say, I can't get to my favorite website anymore. For the technical savvy out there, you're just saying, thank you very much, VPN, I'll just get around that. But it does raise another concern of fear with the courts. Will they go after the VPN providers after this? Only time will tell. Audio! Yeah, you listen to audio. You got an Amazon Fire Stick or an Amazon Fire TV? Well, now if you're an RDO fan, you can listen to that on those devices. Now, true, the streaming service has been actually available on Amazon Fire tablets and phone for quite a while. But we already know that like 15 people out there have got the Amazon Fire phone, so, you know, they really needed to expand their service. And because of that, they've reached the entire Amazon Fire family. The app is going to bring single-touch RDO playback to the devices and let you easily access your customized stations, and it has all those features you'd expect to see, like favorites, shuffle, repeat songs, and yada, yada, yada. So if you're an RDO Fire fan, it's available now in the US, Germany, the UK, and Austria. Fire up those tunes. Oh, yeah. All right, it was kind of given. We've been hearing about this for quite some time, that Sony would introduce a 1 terabyte PlayStation. Kind of had to be. I mean, come on. Games ain't exactly getting smaller in size, are they? Well, after all the speculations and rumors, yeah, it's finally happened. Sony will soon distribute a new model of the PlayStation 4 that can store up to 1 terabyte of memory in its internal hard drive. And if you're a heavy gamer out there and get your electric bill every month and go, oh man, I don't know if I can keep affording to do this, well, apparently the new model is also going to be lighter in the power consumption too. According to what Sony's saying, it's going to use up to 8% less energy, and it's also going to be lighter too. It's only going to be 2.5 kilograms. Not that we go around carrying our PlayStations everywhere, but hey. It's going to be available in both black and white colors, and although there's no release date yet for North America, its expected European launch date is going to be sometime next month, say around July 15th. All right, time for your Hacker News Tuesday, all right. Yeah, this one's going to have to do with airports and airplanes. Did you happen to be at Warsaw Airport on Sunday? Yeah, this is last Sunday. And did you happen to be on LOT, you know, Poland's national airline? Did you notice about 10 of those flights never made it out? Yeah, that's because they were cyber attacked. According to a spokesman from Poland's national airline, they said that their company uses state-of-the-art computer systems. But since they were able to break those, that other airlines could be at risk as well. They did go on to say, though, that the attack now was under control and flight plans were being prepared remotely at LOT's operating center. State-of-the-art computer systems, you say? Sounds like you've got a lot of upgrading to do. No pun intended. No, go ahead. Go ahead and intend the pun. Why not? And finally, this one goes out to all our German listeners. Yes, indeed. You may or may not have known this, but you know those erotic books? Yes, books, as in, you know, the ones with paper and things. Yeah, yeah. Well, you see, over in Germany, they can't sell those books until after 10 p.m. In fact, they can only sell them from 10 p.m. to 6 p.m. Now, apparently, somebody's got a wacky idea saying, you know what, that should apply to online books, too. Yes, that's right. Booksellers in Germany could actually be spanked with legal action by the government's Federal Department of Media harmful to young persons if they sell adult ebooks before 10 p.m. now. Now, that original legislation I was talking about, you know, the one they can't sell past 10 o'clock, you know, the physical books? Yeah, that was passed way back in 2002. But it seems that regulators are wanting to find a way to apply that rule to ebooks, too. The General Counsel of the German Booksellers Association, I guess there's such a thing, said he's working with federal agencies to find a practical way for online stores and wholesalers to comply with the law. So just a little bit of public advice to all of our German listeners. If you're browsing online looking for your bomb chicka wall wall, and it's before 10 p.m. in the evening, you're breaking the law. Don't you feel naughty? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop onto our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. Doing our best to get you caught up on all that's going to happen over the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you. And thank you so much for listening.